to God's grace, but God did it and got me through it all. And I'm telling you the same thing, how pain can lead to gain when Jesus' hands are upon it. And so what are you talking about, preacher? Let me tell you what I'm talking about. First, is that all right with you? I hope so, because, you know, I'm going to say it anyway. Dear heart, I'm on assignment. When I say pain can be gained when Jesus has Jesus' hands upon it, I'm talking about long suffering and not just suffering long, because there is a difference, you know. And if you don't, let me show it to you. Long suffering is Bible. As we mentioned before, some things are of Bible, some things are just babble, and we brought them forward. Nothing against our ancestors or predecessors. We all do the best we can with what we know, and we build upon it. So long suffering is Bible. It's in the Bible. It means to be patient, to endure with the intention of overcoming, and how God will use that for something good. Suffering long is babble. It's not worth the little six letters that it has. Remember that we can focus, I said, Bible versus babble, and we're talking about the difference. And so we understood that love, patience, kindness, all of that, those are part of the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits, but one fruit of the Spirit that is activated within us when we accept the Holy Spirit, right? Long suffering is necessary sometimes. It is a way that God's given patience to us has the strength to endure pain and pressure, knowing that it will result in divine and purpose product. Long suffering is when God's given patience to us to endure pain and pressure is done so in a way that even though it hurts, we know it's temporary and we know it's for a purpose. We know it is divine somehow, and that it's going to bring about a product. You've heard many people say it shall come into fruition. This too shall pass. Now, suffering long is unnecessarily dealing with certain activities and behaviors that Satan, with his little punkish tail, tries to use to make sure those products and plans of God don't happen. Suffering long is unnecessarily dealing with certain negative, nasty, messed up, jacked up behaviors that Satan and those who allow themselves to be used by Satan try to bring to us, against us, to get us down, trying to make sure that those divine purpose products and plans of God don't happen. Simplify. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. I shall. Long suffering is the character of a victorious saint, a victor or champ. Suffering long is the bad habit of a professional victimizable sucker, a victim, a chump. That's right. Why you gotta be so blunt, Sister Monica? Because I love you and you, and I love you enough to tell us the truth. And I need a mirror right in front of me, because I go through that silliness also at times. And the truth is this, you ready to hear it, right? Too many of us at times are walking around with all this awesome God power within us, allowing ourselves or Satan or the selfishness of some others to try and jump us and chomp us, because we choose to get stuck in our own ruts, and or we're too cool for school, not allowing anyone to teach us how to tap more into Jesus. The truth is, Satan is not playing with you, brother. Satan is not messing around just trying to flirt with you, sister. This bona fide chump is trying to slay you. This twit is not trying to just thrill you with wrongful temptation. He's trying to kill us. Permanent termination. The truth is, pain can be gained when it's in Jesus' name. But some pains are meant to only cause strain in an effort to keep us from the purpose of it all. Some things that we're dealing with on a daily basis, we're going to talk even more specifically when we come back from this next song After this next song, we're also going to have our Hallelujah comedy clips. Hope you stay with us right here. I'm going to go drink some water and calm myself just a little, but not too much, because this word excites me. And I told you before, Military Mookie, that's my alter personality, is always trying to get up out the grave with her cute boots. And I get upset when I see people hurting people. And people of God, especially hurting people of God. And I get upset also when you and myself, with so much God-given gifts within us, allow it to happen as if we have no choice. It's just not true. Greater is God who is within us than anything or anyone who is in the world. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. We're going to hear one more song right now. And this one is I Won't Complain. We could complain, but like many of us know, it wouldn't do any good. But God will use all of the concerns that we have for greater good. Come on, Wes Morgan. Help us right here. This is Praise 107.9. And the number to call in is 904-296-2251.
I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. I've had some weary days. And some sleepless nights. But when I look around and I think things over, all of my good days outweigh my bad days. Complain. Sometimes the clouds ain't low. So low I can hardly see the road. I ask a question, Lord, why so much pain? But He knows what's best for me. Although my weakness, he wiped all his way. And he turned my midnights into day. So I'll just say, thank you, Lord. I'll just say, thank you, Lord. Tears may be running down my face, but I'll still say, thank you, Lord. And I won't complain.
That's Brother Wes Morgan. I won't complain. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number to call in is 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251. If you hear this as a rebroadcast, the number to call in will be 904-624-9868. Let's do it. Hallelujah, because we need it. I know I do. We're going to hear from Sean Peabody tonight. Sean Peabody's set is from the Dry Bar Comedy Series. You can get that on all your music apps, most of them, if not all. And you also can get that off of YouTube if you want to see that. My microphone is on purpose so that I can listen in with you, as well as if I need to say something. As far as this clip, Sean Peabody is going to tell us a little bit about his experiences with his kids, as well as his, I'll just let him do it himself. Remember, the number to call in live is 904-296-2251. Let's listen in to Sean Peabody.
One of the reasons why I moved up there is because I'm a family man. I got kids. Lots of kids. I do. I have four kids of my own, but my oldest and his wife, they just had their second baby. I became a grandpa twice over, which is fantastic. I love both. Grandpa? Not yet? When the grandpas in the house? Look, they all at home. Nope, past their bedtime. Eh? Well, I am a grandfather. I'm a grandfather twice. And I'm going to tell you something. Being a grandpa is fantastic. Because now it's no longer on me. At all. Growing up, when you're raising kids, it's tough. It is. Kids are like little cockroaches.
Oh.
They are. You look at me like, man, I just bought cereal yesterday. Where did it go? Little cockroaches just eat up everything all over the house. Everything. Mom was like, why, what's wrong with y'all? And it's frustrating as a parent to put it together to go, oh, okay, calm down, breathe. But what's very refreshing is when your cockroach gets its own little cockroach. Yeah. And you can sit back and watch them go through it and just smile. When they come back, Dad, do you know how much underwear costs? Yes, I do. I like that because my kids, and I still have two at the house. Still have two more at the house. My second oldest, who's 19, he's looking at joining the Air Force here next month. So he's going off and serving like his dad and his dad before that and his dad before that. He's going off to do that. Yeah, exactly. I'm proud of him for doing that. But I still got two at the house. Two more. In fact, I can't get rid of them so bad. They're sitting up there right now. I had to. They said I couldn't leave in the car or something like that. Like, they didn't have enough Cheez-Its. And I do. I have three boys, one girl. My girl, she just turned 14.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I hope that wasn't because no, this little girl, I'm telling you something, my little girl has me wrapped around her finger. That is daddy's girl. And she does it because she has those big brown eyes.
Uh-oh.
You know, the little ponytails. They look at you like the devil. You standing in the store and your little girl comes walking up, Dad, I need this. What do you say to that? Yes, you do. Go ahead. Put it in the cart. No, I get it. It completes the outfit. Of course you gotta get it. Get it. As soon as my boys walk up, hey, Dad, I need this. You need to put that back. That's what you need to do. I need to get a job. I don't care if you're 10. Looking at the kids nowadays, too, it's different, man. It's different. Things that they have now, things that make their life so easier, and yet they still complain. Does anybody else get this? Like, today's teenage kids complain about the smallest little things. Dad, I hate this iPod. Why do you hate the iPod? Because I can only hold 2,700 songs in this thing, Dad. It doesn't have enough memory. I was like, are you kidding me? I was like, do you know how long it would take me to put 100 songs on a tape? I'd be there for 2 weeks. He looked at me, he was like, what is a tape? I'm like, a tape is something you can rewind with a pencil. That's what a tape is. Don't know. He was like, man, he was like, for real? He was like, well, how did you even, like, get that on there? He was like, you must have had a lot of tapes, huh, Pop? I'm like, nope, I had one tape. Mm-mm. It was an MC Hammer tape. Only tape I owned. He asked me, he said, Dad, you can't record over an original tape. I'm like, you want to bet? If you cover up them two holes on the top of that tape, you stuff it with Kleenex and put Scotch tape on top of it, you can record over and over again. Look at some of the young kids.
What?
I think we read about that in school.
He has no idea. Okay, we got one more from Sean Peabody. And again, the number to call in, this is Standing in the Gap. The number to call in is 904-296-2251.
6 years ago in October, this year, October would be 6 years, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. I had the cancer removed. 6 year will be my 6 year anniversary in October. Jesus. Being done with it.
Hallelujah.
And, thank you.
Hallelujah.
I had to lose the weight 6 years ago. I was about 343 pounds. Holy crap. I was 343 pounds. Now I'm at 273 pounds. Hallelujah. Trying to get down, trying to get it out. And I'm telling you something, fellas, we need to be more aware. We do. We need to be more aware of our... I know a lot of guys think they Superman. And that's what I like to do. When I do my shows, I like to talk to the fellas and be like, you know what? We need to get our awareness up. Because I'll give you all a real number. 7 out of 10 guys, 70% of guys will die from either prostate, colon, or testicular cancer. That's real. 70% of us. Because we don't have no awareness. We don't say nothing. We keep it in. We Superman. We don't have to say nothing. I know most men will stand in a crooked position because something hurts.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about. You go to work, you see Phil. Phil standing like this. You walk past Phil, you're like, Phil, what's wrong?
Nothing. It'll go away. Leave me alone.
And fellas, do we help Phil? No, we don't help Phil. We make fun of Phil the whole night. Every time we see Phil, hey, Phil. We need to stop. Phil needs to see a doctor, fellas. We need to be aware. We need to get our awareness up like the ladies. Ladies, your awareness is fantastic. Fantastic. If there's something wrong in the female world, you will let everybody know. You will stop people. Do you know what today is? But that's good. That's fantastic. You will never let your best friend stand there crooked. Your best friend is crooked. You'd be like, girl, what's wrong with you? What's this? Straighten yourself up. Fix yourself up. That's what we need to do, fellas. We need to be like that. Don't go through what I went through. Don't wait till the last minute before you got to go see your doctor. If it's time to go see your doctor, go see your doctor. Don't go through what I went through, because they did a lot of stuff back here. They did. But I'm glad they got it out. I'm glad it was done. After all my surgeries, after everything was done, after all of that, my recovery, I have a new respect for you ladies now.
Thank you.
I do. Because I had to be y'all for a little bit.
Say what?
For real, when I was going through my recovery from the surgeries, I was still a little, I was still bleeding in the back side, so I had to wear maxi pads for about 2 weeks.
It's not funny. I didn't even know they had a sticky side. I didn't.
I didn't know how they worked. Mine just moved around every time I walked. I walked around like, nah, this is not right. This is not right. This is why they always mad. No, I get it now. Uh-huh. I had to call my sister about it. I was like, how do you keep these things still? She was like, did you peel it? I'm like, did I peel what? She was like, that little piece of paper, what did you think that was? I said, I thought it was an air freshener. I don't know how these work. She was like, no, you idiot. You peel it, stick it, then you're good. So I did. And it was fantastic. After that, I was like, okay, there it is. There it is. I was giving random ladies high fives. Stay free. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That is Sean Peabody. That's from the Dry Bar Comedy Series, which, as you can hear, you can listen to that, enjoy that wherever you get it, your music apps, YouTube, whatever you listen to, wherever you find it, internet, iTunes, you can pull that up and you can listen to it with your family. It's pretty G-rated. Some of the content may get adult, like he just said, the surgery and stuff, but it is definitely G-rated. Doesn't say anything that you have to worry about as far as your kids. This is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. The number to call in live is 904-296-2251. The number to call in later, 904-624-9868. Since this is our Happy by Pharrell instrumental version, we're going to listen to the remix done by Adam and Kid. That I think that was done in 2014. But yeah, you can get that also on CD as well as YouTube. And you can see the video on YouTube. It's pretty cool. And so stay with us right here on Standing the Gap. We're going to get ready to have prayer together. You can still call in and get your prayer request, praise report in. And again, you can also go to praise1079.com. And there you have all the other ways to get in touch, okay? We're going to continue with this word. I got to get my B-U-T in shape right here on Praise 107.9.
Wake up and the sun is shining on me, it's a brand new day.
Feels like something good's gonna come our way.
Reminisce on God's blessing, confessing how I'm so amazed.
I've got a heart full of joy that I can't contain.
I'm filled with hope today.
What more can I say?
I wanna celebrate
and lift my hands and give praise.
What happened? I'm clapping, ecstatic, dancing, and rapping. We want the world to embrace it, let's face it.
Cause you make me happy evermore. You feel that happiness is for you.
You make me happy.
Happy evermore. If you feel that the Lord's been good to you,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy evermore. If you know that the good news is the truth,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy evermore. If you feel God's been good to you,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy, 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 happy.
I'm happy.
Happy, 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 happy.
I'm happy.
Happy, 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 happy.
I'm happy.
Come on.
It's about to go down, so we're looking out for those frowns. And we're spreading the love and joy, there is plenty more to go round. Cause I'm H-A-P-P-Y, cause this joy I feel inside is exploding, unfolding at this moment, I wanna fly. But his care and love without measure, no cracking under the pressure. I've got this place by sovereign grace, and now this gift is my treasure. My pleasure to let you know that my Jesus makes me feel this way. For this I give you praise.
Cause you make me happy evermore. You feel
I'm clapping
happiness. You,
you make me happy.
Happy evermore. If you feel that the Lord's been good to you,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy evermore. If you know that the good news is the truth,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy evermore. If you feel God's been good to you,
yes, you make me happy.
Happy evermore. If you feel happiness is for you,
yeah, you make me happy.
Happy evermore. If you feel that the Lord's been evermore, if you know
the
good news is the truth,
you make me happy.
Happy evermore, if you feel God's been good to you.
Yeah.
Happy, 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 happy,
I'm happy.
Happy, happy, happy,
yeah, yeah, I'm happy. Jesus is making me happy. I said Jesus is making me happy. Clap your hands if you know that you're happy. Clap your hands if you know that you're happy. Move your feet if you know that you're happy. Go wild if you know that you're happy.
Happy evermore, you feel happiness is for you.
You make me happy.
Happy evermore, if you feel that the Lord's been good to you.
He makes me happy.
Happy evermore, if you know that the good
that is the remix of Pharrell Williams' Happy, the gospel remix, actually, and that's by Adam and Kid. Thank God for that. You're listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here as we are every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. just to stand in the gap with you just because God says so. And I love God. I know you love God. And I love you because God loves you. And God loves me, and I'm so amazed that with all my flaws and all, God loves me. And so how can I not love the people of God? Amen. And we're getting ready to get to some of these prayers before we get our final list of the prayer requests and the praise reports. We're going to get that into in just 2 minutes. I'm gathering those from the email, sitgpastor@gmail.com. I'm gathering those from the Messenger Stand in the Gap page on Facebook. I'm gathering those from the ones I type in my phone when you come up to me. I really appreciate that. Nobody but the Lord, because this is radio, not TV. And so it's amazing how people can recognize a voice. And I really take it seriously that you entrust us to pray with you on your behalf. And like I always say, we not only pray for during the time that you give us your prayer requests and the Thanksgiving prayer for your praise report, but we also continue to pray on and on and on without ceasing. And so I thank God for that opportunity. So the next song that we're going to hear is going to be For My Good. And that's what I want to talk about right now from For This Word. I've got to get my BUT in shape. As we just mentioned, there are kind of three options that we tend to find ourselves in. As some of us are transitioning through those options, because that's just how life is. As far as when things happen, things that are not good, tragedies and traumas and drama and family discord and dysfunction and afflictions and addictions and disease and dis-ease, distress and stress, anxiety and proprieties letting you go. And so we find ourselves either being depressed and sad about it. Please don't be ashamed about that. You know, when we started Discipleship for Discipleship Counseling Services, because the Lord said so, where you can get it by phone or you can do video chat, or if you're, well, we can come. I have ministers. We have ministers all over the world, thank God. We can come to a place, ministers and or colleagues. Worship Worldwide Ministries assists other places, and I have sons and daughters in ministry, but have even more colleagues whom I trust, who we can get to you if you're in different places and you want to face to face. Otherwise, we can do it by phone. And like I said, video chat as well. God still gives that power and sensibility to be able to tell what's going on based on what you say, how you say, as well as what you don't say. And so when we first started that, again, because the Lord said to birth it, it's because there were so many reports coming back to back to back, not just about tragedies and massacres, shootings, mass shootings and massacres like that, just out of the blue, no type of warning or anything that we could recall. People in hindsight would say, I noticed this or that, but you don't really think someone's going to do something so sadistic. But we started it because there were more and more reports coming where pastors and leaders and clergy and churches were committing suicide. Suicide ideation had turned into suicidal action. There were more homicides happening with people just walking into churches, also shooting clergy leaders or pastors or preachers or deacons because of personal issues. That's not the answer to it. Please don't do that. But just frustrations of us as a whole. You know, I said, if my brother does it, my sister does it, then it's a part of us, because we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. And so all of us don't represent Christ well. That's what we're trying to say respectfully and responsibly. Welcome to the club. We're not perfect, but God is perfecting us. And some of the frustrations, because some of us are getting more and more inclined to give in into the power tripping as opposed to the responsibility of being a good steward of those people that God allows us to preach and teach to. And some people just get so frustrated and realize it's caused so much harm to themselves or their family, or it's cost them finances that they trusted, giving big amounts of money, but still not being able to get in for counseling, or still not being able to have their home blessed, or some have given in to, leaders have given in to the celebrityism and the fame of being known as preacher, teacher. Still, the majority are doing what God has called us to do. And there's nothing wrong with God blessing us. Your gifts will make room for you. But when some of us have moved from going and preaching God's word and knowing that God will also bless us back, some of that has changed to not being as humble, but requiring fees and honorariums and certain amounts. And that's the part that is a challenge for people. So when we noticed all this and God made it very clear that it's difficult, making it through my own depression for most of my life, God showed me, you know, has nothing to be ashamed of. It's not a significant part of your faith. It doesn't mean that you don't have faith. It means you're human. And some of us have chemical imbalances that God can heal directly and or through medications. And some of us have trauma that has happened, and God can heal that also directly as well as through other people. So I say all that to say that's why we are what we are, how we are, making great counseling with credential counselors, pastoral care, crisis intervention, premarital, marital, divorce, post-divorce, as well as those who are in ministry and are in the process of accepting their calling, but they don't have a pastor, or they have a pastor, but their pastor has had some human moments and will not help them to do what God has called them to do. And they sometimes believe that if a human is not there, if a pastor or a leader or a bishop is not there, that their calling will stop. It's just not true. And whatever God has called you to do, that you know and feel within your heart and your spirit, whether myself or other pastors have a human moment or ego moment or moment of insecurities because of your gifts, and we don't want you to outshine us, because it happens. It's rare, but it happens. Then you still are very much called, and you still have a place. We help in reconciling pastors and ministers also, and as well as ministry development. All of that, individual as well as couples, all of that is done through Discipleship for Discipleship. And that number is 904-624-9868. And you can send a text, and you can call if you like, because it's done by the computer, which can also be done by the phone for that ministry. It's very affordable. The average cost for counseling in the area, southeast area, is $150 to $175 per, I think it's 30 minutes to an hour. No, 30 minutes to 45 minutes. An hour cost flatline is just $40 per 45 minutes to an hour. And if you cannot afford that, based on the donations that we have available, we can change that to a sliding scale to make it even less. The point of it is, this is about people being healthier versions of themselves as God is perfecting us to be a part of those individuals in your corner to help you make it through this ring of life, to encourage you to do spiritual direction or life coaching, to do whatever God says to do to help you to achieve everything that God has told you to do. So again, you can call that 904-296-2251. And it's a great time because, again, these holidays are coming. Also, I have an announcement for you about an opportunity for us to pray together. 7 minutes of prayer and praise on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. to 7:07 a.m. That's going to start November 19th. which is Monday, and November 21st, which is Wednesday, and November 23rd, which is Friday. All you have to do is go to the Facebook page for SITG, which is Stand in the Gap. It's actually called Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica. It is a proactive approach to these holidays that can become hollow or shallow very quickly, as well as every day, as a response to so many tragedies that have happened, as well as unfortunately will continue to happen. And so you can join me live on Facebook, most likely audio, because that's early. Just saying. Okay, it'll be video. But we're going to, it'll probably be audio because I don't want focus to be on me even in that. Excuse me. But we'll see. I'm going to do what the Lord says. So if you go to Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica on Facebook, that Facebook page, or if you go to praise1079.com website and go to the Stand in the Gap information, you can just click the Facebook logo, whatever is easy for you. Based on your internet literacy. You feel me on that? It's a proactive approach for the holidays, and it is a reactive approach for every day and the traumas that we go through. Mondays, Wednesday, Friday mornings, it's called 7 for Heaven. 7 minutes of prayer and praise. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7 a.m., 7:07 a.m. I am very punctual because of the Lord. So we will go live at like 7:06 a.m. so that it is running and effectively at 7. At 6:59. Duh. 6:59. And so please join me for that. We also have some upcoming events as far as being able to meet me and me being able to meet you in person to have prayer together. I'll mention that to you when we come back from this next song. Remember, you can call in now so I can finish this word and most importantly, get your prayer requests and your praise reports. 904-296-2251. 904-296-2251.
Life's thrown many punches, trying hard to knock me out. It's hard, but I'm fighting. Can't let my faith waver now. Change don't always feel good. trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Do it all.
Me.
You've been right there through it all.
Yes, ma'am. It's Tamala Mann and Timbaland. And this is Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica here. We're going to be closing out in about 10 minutes. Just want to finish this word with you and for you as we talk about I've got to get my butt in shape. Got to get my butt in shape. Put the power within my life, not in the preceding sentences where I want to discuss and get lost in the tragedies, trauma, and drama of the world, but in the subsequent sentence. But God can use all that I go to and through to bring God greater glory, better good to God's people, and better growth for myself. We have at least three options that we tend to fall into. And one is being depressed and depression. And you know that if we don't get up out of depression, depression will seek to overcome us and come over us more and more if we don't overcome it. And with the power of Christ, we can overcome it. We also tend to fall into regression. And that is to become regressed. We go backwards. We become like our brothers and sisters who were delivered from Egypt and still thought that, well, at least we knew that type of slavery and craziness, and at least we got some morsels to eat when they were following God through the wilderness. We become also progressed when we allow God to show us these things and use these things that we go through. That brother or that sister who has that rap sheet, that felony on their record, and that's not the end of the world. That is a whole nother level of edumacation and education. And so you can allow God to use that to be a blessing, to counteract recidivism, to help other brothers and sisters not to make the same choices or mistakes that we tend to over and over again once we get caught up in the system. Some of us do. Some of us use it the first time. Some of us during life in prison on like a layaway plan where we go in and out because some places are just have, they have nothing to do with rehabilitation and everything to do with denigration and degrading our brothers and sisters and the families that seek to support them as well. I love doing prison ministry, and it also, I hate aspects of it, not the people and not the process of it as far as doing ministry, but the way that family are also treated and or mistreated when going to support family that's in there. I hate the truth in the matter of going to do prison ministry for men and there being lines out the door, down the parking lot and the sidewalk, and going to do ministry for women and you could just walk right in because with the men, and don't want the men to have any less. I just want the sisters to have at least a portion of the same support. That there are a lot of women and men who will be supportive of men who are in, and women who go in. A lot of times people won't do what's necessary to stay in that marriage with them or that relationship with them, and or bring the kids to see them. And so if you have some loved ones who are locked down for whatever reason, guilty or innocent of certain charges, please let's all remember them in our prayers, in our hearts, and in our actions. We can do better because God gives us access to do so. So we get depressed at times, but we don't have to, because we serve a God who is awesome in all his ways and can help us to get up and to get out. we get regressed at times wanting to do things when we get out of jail or when we get out of some enslaved situation in a relationship that was abusive. We do. We tend to want to go back because some of us don't want to be alone. So we'd rather be with, what's the song Luther Vandross had? I never amen that song except when I twist it in my head to mean Jesus. I'd rather have sad times and bad times with you than glad times with someone else. I never co-signed that, but I get it because he's a beautiful writer and singer and all of that. God bless his soul. But not until Christ showed me how to put the theology in that thing could I honestly say, yeah, I'd rather go through struggles and suffering and sacrifice because of the Lord and for the Lord, because the joy is overwhelming and I want to be bone dry when my time is up, so that when Christ searches me, Christ would say, you gave every ounce of ministry I had that I gave you, you gave it to people, and everything that I told you, you said, and every place that I showed you to go, you went. And I want Christ to definitely say, well done. Still don't deserve it, because everything I've been able to do that's worth anything is also because of Christ. Amen. I know you feel the same way. And so let's not be depressed, not give in to it. It will happen. It does not mean you are less of a believer or that you are not the champ that you are called to be. It just means you're having a human moment and Satan tries to jump in on it. We have to get up and do. I call it putting yourself on God-O-Matic, not just automatic, but God-O-Matic, and doing the basics that Jesus tells us to do, to get up and wash your face, wash your body, the basic hygienes, that if sleeping more is the way that your depression comes through, then definitely try to get up and to do things, even if it's a workout at home, even if it's just to walk outside and around the block or around your townhome or your house or your parking lot or your apartment, whatever it is, if it's around the shelter where God has given you temporary residence until you get your better place, do something, because the less we do, the less we can do. Regression, that if a relationship is abusive, we pray tonight on behalf and always on behalf of the person being abused and the one causing the abuse, because God wants better for both. And so we don't have to be in any abusive relationship, even diseases such as alcoholism or substance abuse. Let our people get help and let us be a part of them getting help. But let's not enable one another to be less than God created us to be. Let's hear God and be used by God to empower one another to be the best that God created us to be. Amen. Tomorrow night, we're going to talk about, God willing, we're going to talk about how to progress, how to see how God can use depression and regression to bring about progression. And says we all get our butts in shape. So right now I want to gather the prayers that I have. We're praying for Unique. That's with an E-U-N-I-Q-U-E. And she has really a lot of shift hour work as a driver. And she has a wonderful husband, an adorable 2-year-old son, and she's going to school, and it's online. You got to have some serious discipline, you know, to go to a classroom, and you got to have a whole nother level of that discipline. A lot of us know that, right, to do it online. And so we're praying that God, that she does her part to have greater balance in her life. We're praying on behalf of Brother Victor also, who is in line for, needs a kidney donation. So he's enduring the suffering and sacrifice that we're talking about through his dialysis treatment. He's serving well there at King Solomon United Baptist Church over on 2240 Forest Avenue, Forest Street, actually. That's Forest with one R. He's there serving well and doing great, amazing things that can only be God. Dialysis is helping some, but it's only God that is putting that pep in his step. We're also praying constantly for D5, Jacksonville's own gospel group, family group. Beautiful. You heard them up here in the studio. Once you're going to hear some of their songs again, two of them that I have heard that are good, and we're going to continue to ask God to give them opportunities to spread God's word through song and through their family life. God first, family next, and then ministry and music, right? We're praying for sister Kathy as well, healing for her as well as her hubby. And we thank God right now, prayers of thanksgiving, for the praise report for her requiring less medical attention with her personal situation. We are again praying for Brother Horace and O'Neill Moody, and that is on behalf of his family that grieve the loss of him and all his beautiful friends as well. We're praying on behalf of Union Baptist Church in New Jersey. Hello, hallelujah. It's one of my fathers in ministry who I'm so blessed to know, and that is Reverend R. Linton Buffalo, Pastor Buffalo. I call him Pastor Ruffalo sometimes because he's a tough cookie, but he's sweet. That's why I said cookie. And so it's all good. What a great preacher, teacher. Praise report for the growth that is happening as well as the godly gain that is coming. Also praying for one of my brothers, little brothers in ministry, as well for preparing to cross that threshold with doing his official initial sermon towards the end of November. So we'll be praying for Brother Demetrius. We're praying also for this broadcast, Stand in the Gap, and that we do what God's telling us to do. We're praying also that we have others, and that includes you, as God puts it on your heart, to donate to this ministry so we can continue to do the things that we do through Worship Worldwide Ministries, as well as this broadcast in helping others, as well as just the things that we do to bring this ministry to you every weekend night. We're praying, like I said, on behalf of Worship Worldwide Ministries for vision and provisions to do even more things for God's people in the United States, as well as West Africa, Ghana specifically, Accra, and West Indies. That's from Old Kingston to New Kingston to Mo Bay, Montego Bay, and Savannah Lamar. We are asking God to continue to bless discipleship, for the discipleship to do a non-judgmental, loving, open arms counseling session, to be able to keep that affordable. Thank God for each and every counselor that agrees to allow their gifts, their credentials, and their anointing to be a blessing for the kingdom of God without the great amounts of money. But we are asking God to continue to grow that so we can also bless each counselor back. We're praying for Miss Julia. She's also dealing with sickliness, being nauseous, needs a healing. She's in dialysis treatment as well. And we're praying for Sister Tasha, who will be having surgery on her right shoulder this month. Just talked to her tonight. So she's going to go through the recovery, the rehab, and I'm thanking God she's going to have to go through just a little bit more pain for her ultimate healing gain. And we're going to ask that God make that as painless as possible, but this is productive pain. So pray with me now, okay? God, thank you for allowing us this time together. We thank you right now, again, dear Lord, for each and every prayer request, every praise report. Thank you for Brother Timothy as well as David. We thank you for Elder Nanny as well for being with us, and ask that you continue to bless her everywhere where she is. We know that you are within her, and that you example yourself through her life. Yes, dear God, that you also bless Dion, that you continue to be a blessing and a presence of encouragement. We ask that you again help Brother Eric in all that he is. We thank you, dear God, for his spirit of Barnabas to encourage, and we ask that you help others as well as us to always encourage him as well, for being as humble and bold as he is and sweet spirited. We ask your God that you continue to be a blessing to Brother Robert and Sister Kenyatta, Sister Veronica and Sister Lois, and that the issues of healing that is needed, the issues of health that is needed, the issues of the sickliness and or depression for one of them, that be dismissed in the name of Jesus. Bless Sister Yumi as well, dear God, to give her the direction that she needs for the personal life that she has, the relationship, her moving, all of these new transitions, as well as the potential open heart surgery, and as she continues in her emotional heart to get used to being an empty nester. And we ask, dear God, in all things, that you ultimately get the glory for it. For truly we are hard pressed on every side, but we are not crushed. We are perplexed at times, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted wrong. wrongfully, but we are not abandoned. And we do get struck down, but we are not destroyed, because you are our everlasting God, Father, Mother, primary parent, love of our life. You are everything that we need at all time. Thank you, dear God, for doing for us what is for our good, so that we can turn pain into gain and greater glory for you, in Jesus' name. And we all say amen. Amen. Look, you be encouraged. Stay encouraged. God willing, I will be back with you tonight. So Saturday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. just for you. Please take a moment to encourage someone else. We're going to close out with our benediction song, to go and live this word, to not be depressed, not be regressed, but allow God to progress you. For truly, as LaShawn Pace is getting ready to sing, what God has done is for my good. Amen and good night.
Things that I've gone through in life I thought were too hard for me, for me to bear.
Oh! For my good. I didn't see it then, but for my good. For my good. All that I've endured. Woo. But God gets the glory. God gets all the glory.
The ultimate gospel experience. W300CU Jacksonville and WKSL HD3 Neptune Beach. The new Praise 107.9.
Well.
Hey, JP.
Baby Doug.
My